something you're looking for your family, your budget, use the savings for other things, why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
NFL owners unanimously approve a new policy requiring players on the field and all team personnel to stand during the playing of the national anthem before games. Commissioner Roger Goodell.
We want people to be respectful to the national anthem. We want people to stand. That's all personnel, and make sure that they treat this moment in a respectful fashion.
Teams with players that don't stand will be fined by the NFL. But now the NAACP is slamming the new policy. It's released a statement saying instead of coming together to address an issue that disproportionately plagues African Americans, NFL owners have chosen to silence the players. China says it hasn't found anything to explain what happened to a U.S. government employee who reported a brain injury. The cause of the injury is unknown and is drawing comparisons to similar symptoms that were reported by diplomatic staff in Cuba in 2016 and 2017. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The National Hurricane Center says the odds that a system in the Caribbean Sea will become a tropical depression have increased again. Forecasters now say there's a 70% chance, and whether it does become a depression or not, they say locally heavy rainfall is likely over Florida and the northern Gulf Coast all through this upcoming weekend. The disturbance is currently located over the southeastern Yucatan Peninsula. President Trump may be targeting auto imports for tariffs next. The Commerce Department confirming last night it has launched an investigation to determine if auto imports pose a threat to national security. The Wall Street Journal reporting the Trump administration is exploring the idea of tariffs of up to 25% on imported vehicles. Trump has repeatedly complained that U.S. automakers aren't getting a fair shake in Europe and other parts of the world. The president has already signed tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. At least one NFL team says it has no plans to force its players to stand for the national anthem, despite the league's rule change announced yesterday. New York Jets CEO Christopher Johnson telling Newsday that he won't discourage players from kneeling during the anthem, stating he'll pay any fines the league might hand down. Under the new policy, the NFL will fine teams whose players or other personnel do not stand for the national anthem. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Well, the time is 8:06, time for Hermit Chamber Radio weather. Clear skies and 69 degrees right now in Flemington. Today is Thursday, and it is May 24th, 2018. Sunny and a high of 82 today. Winds north-northwest at 5 miles an hour. Clear sky and a low of 56 for tonight. Winds light and variable. Partly cloudy, high near 85. Tomorrow, winds west-southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy on Saturday. Thunderstorms becoming likely during the afternoon, 86. Chance of rain, 80%. Thunderstorms likely on Sunday in the morning. Chance of scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, a high of just 72. Chance of rain, 90%. and rain showers early in overcast skies later in the day for Memorial Day. Thunderstorm possible and a high of 77. Chance of rain 40%. So it looks like we are not going to be enjoying a Memorial Day as much as we anticipated. Sunshine and clouds mixed on Tuesday. Stray thunderstorm possible at 81. So it doesn't even clear out into the next day. Temperatures in the area, 69 in Raritan, 69 in Kingwood, 62 in Frenchtown, 65 in Pittstown, 70 in the town of Clinton, 60 in Tewksbury, 69 in Asbury. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Here, coming live from the Hunt Chamber of Commerce offices in Leamington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel of the famous Lindbergh trial, and it's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, and your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. And it's Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone. Part of our celebrity birthdays today. I'll tell you why that's happening. Welcome to Thursday. Sorry I couldn't be with you yesterday. I was in the midst of traveling, so we're back in the studio today and enjoying my time with you for 2 hours here on WHCRDB, HuntingChamberRadio.com. Get over to traffic, find out what's happening on our Hunter County roads, which I get from Hart. You can register with them and get the same alerts that I get, local, county, state, and interstate roads via email to help you with your morning commute.
Thing you're looking for your family, your budget, use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
NFL owners unanimously approve a new policy requiring players on the field and all team personnel to stand during the playing of the national anthem before games. Commissioner Roger Goodell.
We want people to be respectful of the national anthem. We want people to stand. That's all personnel. And make sure that they treat this moment in a respectful fashion.
Teams with players that don't stand will be fined by the NFL. But now the NAACP is slamming the new policy. It's released a statement statement saying instead of coming together to address an issue that disproportionately plagues African Americans, NFL owners have chosen to silence the players. China says it hasn't found anything to explain what happened to a U.S. government employee who reported a brain injury. The cause of the injury is unknown and is drawing comparisons to similar symptoms that were reported by diplomatic staff in Cuba in 2016 and 2017. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The National Hurricane Center says the odds that a system in the Caribbean Sea will become a tropical depression have increased again. Forecasters now say there's a 70% chance, and whether it does become a depression or not, they say locally heavy rainfall is likely over Florida and the northern Gulf Coast all through this upcoming weekend. The disturbance is currently located over the southeastern Yucatan Peninsula. President Trump may be targeting auto imports for tariffs next. The Commerce Department confirming last night it has launched an investigation to determine if auto imports pose a threat to national security. The Wall Street Journal reporting the Trump administration is exploring the idea of tariffs of up to 25% on imported vehicles. Trump has repeatedly complained that U.S. automakers aren't getting a fair shake in Europe and other parts of the world. The president has already signed tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. At least one NFL team says it has no plans to force its players to stand for the national anthem, despite the league's rule change announced yesterday. New York Jets CEO Christopher Johnson telling Newsday that he won't discourage players from kneeling during the anthem, stating he'll pay any fines the league might hand down. Under the new policy, the NFL will fine teams whose players or other personnel do not stand for the national anthem. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Well, the time is 8:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Clear skies and 69 degrees right now in Flemington. Today is Thursday, and it is May 24th, 2018. Sunny and a high of 82 today. Winds north-northwest at 5 miles an hour. Clear sky and a low of 56 for tonight. Winds light and variable. Partly cloudy, high near 85. Tomorrow, winds west-southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy on Saturday. Thunderstorms becoming likely during the afternoon. 86. Chance of rain, 80%. Thunderstorms likely on Sunday in the morning. Chance of scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. A high of just 72. Chance of rain, 90%. And rain showers early and overcast skies later in the day for Memorial Day. Thunderstorms possible and a high of 77. Chance of rain, 40%. So it looks like we are not going to be enjoying a Memorial Day as much as we anticipated. Sunshine and clouds mixed on Tuesday. Stray thunderstorm possible at 81. So it doesn't even clear out into the next day. Temperatures in the area, 69 in Raritan, 69 in Kingwood, 62 in Frenchtown, 65 in Pittstown, 70 in the town of Clinton, 60 in Tewksbury, 69 in Asbury. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
So fine, through the bumps of time in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you.
Bixie here coming live from the Hunt Chamber of Commerce offices in Leamington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel of the famous Lindbergh trial, and it's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, and your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. And it's Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone. Part of our celebrity birthdays today. I'll tell you why that's happening. Welcome to Thursday. Sorry I couldn't be with you yesterday. I was in the midst of traveling, so we're back in the studio today and enjoying my time with you for 2 hours here on WHCRDB, HuntingChamberRadio.com. Let's get over to traffic, find out what's happening on our Hunter County roads, which I get from Hart. You can register with them and get the same alerts that I get, local, county, state, and interstate roads, via email to help you with your morning commute. So an incident early this morning, 78 eastbound exit 29, Bridgewater. Delays due to earlier accident, 5 to 10 minute delay. Let's see if we have any updates on all that. Exit 17 on 78 eastbound, reports of a disabled vehicle in the area of exit 17 Clinton. That's at 6:30 this morning. Route 202 northbound at 1st Avenue in Raritan. Significant delays due to motor vehicle accidents in the area of Bridgewater Commons. Reports of disabled vehicle, use caution. That was at 7:34 this morning. That's it for right now. Drive safe, sound smart, register with Hart. Good morning, Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio traffic. So what is on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heide back to talk about the markets and see what happened yesterday. And then after that, normally on Thursdays we have Joe Peters, but on the last or the fourth Thursday of every month, Joe has an obligation. And so because I missed my vacation itch with Diane Lane, we're going to bring Diane Lane on to do her vacation spot today. So that's all coming up in the first hour of Good Morning Hunterdon. The second hour, my eclectic mix of trivia, news, history, and Hunter Chamber Radio Sports, which we'll cover with you. Following that, it's Legends of Success, where we learn about a captain of industry, his philosophy or her philosophy, and how they rolled and rode with the roller coaster ride of success and failure and overcame all that. So great opportunity to learn about lessons, life lessons that you can use in your business and home. So Legend Success is on from 10 to 11. At 11 o'clock, it's the library show. Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry, they are on to talk about the impressive array of materials over at the library, plus concerts, exhibits, and special events that are all happening on at the library, not only at the county complex, but also at the local branches as well, part of the county library system. Jim Gonneau is on at noon, and Jim posted all early this morning. So let me bring up what Jim has written to make sure we've got exactly what he suggests that we learn about. So Jim says he'll be talking about why the cost of college is obscene and give two examples that prove my point. If this doesn't pass you off, nothing will. We'll look, kick off the summer with a little help from the boss. I'll tell you how to target your press releases and media and how millennials may be the next big thing in small business. So he's on at noon, right after you hear Backman Turner Overdrive. Following Jim is Watchdog on Wall Street. That's Chris Markowski. And Chris is on for 3 hours talking about the scams and cheats and things you need to avoid when you're investing your hard-earned retirement money in the markets, and avoid being a trader, instead being an investor. So listen to that. And then Hunter and Living on the air. That's from 4 to 5. Kim Blanda is up next, and she is the one that does Healthy Hunterdon. So you can listen to Kim to learn about being healthy and doing the right thing. And then Knock Knock, Who's There? That's Judith Hendricks from White Owl Realtors in Flemington. She's a broker there, and she wants to help you get all the answers to the questions that you were afraid to ask about realty and real estate and the real estate process. Of course, you knew all that. It's all there on the HunterShimmer.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HunterShimmer.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
Listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
It's the Hollies helping me with BrandyLocks.com. Celebration of Dirges for the month, week, and day. International Business Image Improvement Month. It's International Civility Awareness Month. International Mediterranean Diet Month. International Victorious Women Month. Jewish American Heritage Month. It's Latino Books Month. I'm sure the library has plenty of Latino books available. Lupus Awareness Month. Maytag Month. Melanoma Skin Cancer Detection and Prevention Month. Mental Health Month. We got Larry Cartwright on Mondays to help with that on Mental Health Matters. Military Appreciation Month. Memorial Day is coming up. Please take 10 minutes out of your Memorial Day celebration to just appreciate the folks who sacrificed some and all for our lifestyle here. Motorcycle Safety Month, Mystery Month, National Allergy Asthma Awareness Month, and National Barbecue Month. Chef Bill on Mondays helps with that. Today is the 24th, so we are in National Safe Boating Week, EMS, Emergency Medical Services Week, Healthy and Safe Swimming Week. Please get swimming lessons. It's the best thing you can do for yourself and your kids. International Heritage Breeds Week. National African Violet Week. National Eosinophil Awareness Week. National New Friends, Old Friends Week. National Stationery Week. National Unicycle Week. World Trade Week. National Backyard Games Week. And tomorrow we start National Polka Weekend, along with Week of Solidarity with the People of Non-Self-Governing Territories. And for today, it is Aviation Maintenance Technician Day, Declaration of the Bab, Eat More Fruits and Vegetables, Emergency Medical Service Day, International Tiara Day, Morse Code Day, and Brothers Day. If you have a brother, whether it's a brother from another mother or a true blood sibling, give him a call, send them a note, give them a text, and say, "Hey, bro, nice to be with you." Celebration of Dirges for the month, week, and day from BrownieLocks.com. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, posted on the Hunter County Democrat on the 23rd. It says, HCC honors volunteers of the year. A community bulletin at the annual Volunteer Appreciation Dinner held on April 18, 2018. The Hunter Care Center named local cadet Girl Scouts Samantha Apanovich, Julia Artale, and Mary McKenna of School Girl Scout Troop 80683, their Volunteers of the Year. In front of over 100 volunteers and staff, Administrator Mr. Robert Kovacs and Activities Director Ms. Joanne Reese presented the girls with certificates and an engraved plaque for their Silver Award project, Teaching Technology to Senior Residents. According to Mr. Kovacs, the residents and patients of Hunterdon Care Center are very fortunate and appreciative to have such a wide array of talented and compassionate volunteers who share many different talents and treasures with love and compassion, logging in many hours throughout the year. The many hours that are put in by our army of talented volunteers at Hunterdon Care Center are always repaid in smiles by Hunterdon Care Center's residents and patients. He continued, "I am very impressed with this year's recipients of the Volunteer of the Year Award. These young ladies demonstrated poise, compassion, and knowledge for exceeding their years. I look forward to what their new and exciting ideas these young ladies will offer in the future." The Flemington Girl Scouts are in 8th grade at J.P. Case Middle School and chose the Hunterdon Care Center to accomplish their Silver Award, the highest award a cadet scout can earn. For their Silver Award project, they have implemented a new technology program whereby they teach and provide technology to senior residents at the facility. The girls started working on their project last fall and felt strongly about helping seniors use today's technologies to keep in touch with their loved ones. Many seniors begin to feel isolated from their families when residing in a nursing home. Often family members live far away and can only visit infrequently. Many times, seniors aren't able to see their close family friends or grandchildren due to busy schedules. Being able to video chat with them is a great way to not only talk to loved ones, but to actually see them in real time. These newer technologies and applications like Skype, FaceTime, and Google Hangout can be very intimidating to seniors who did not grow up using computers and cell phones. These girls believe that teaching seniors how to operate these devices and applications would be extremely beneficial to their overall well-being. In addition to giving one-on-one lessons to staff and residents on how to use the devices and place video calls, the girls held a fundraiser to raise money to purchase devices, asked the local community and technology manufacturers and retailers for donations, and created easy-to-read large print instruction manuals for each technology and device for their residents and staff to refer to. So far, the girls have acquired the devices that were donated to the facility, a Chromebook, a Chrome-based computer, and 3 iPads. They will continue to provide lessons to the residents and their family members throughout 2018. If you would like to donate a device, old or new, or have any questions, please contact Linda Artale at LARTALE@hotmail.com. Hunterdon Care Center is always looking for additional volunteers. If you have talent or treasure you would like to share, please reach out to Jay Reese at JREISZ@HunterdonCareCenter.com. Doesn't that give you pause to understand that these eighth graders understood that they have a skill that they are adept at and knew it was lacking in another area of our society and knew it would be beneficial to them and their families, and they decided to do it? See, we keep throwing the younger generation under the bus, but I continue to throw evidence at you that says many of them do get it. And just like any generation, we have the ones that are leading and the ones that are following, and then the ones that kind of take from the society. So please don't throw the millennials under the bus or even the next generation. They get it, as long as we find the right ones that understand it. That is vitamin C for today. All right, it's time for me to take a break. We'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes. Going to get Michelle Heide on the phone and find out what's going on with our markets. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After complaints from Democrats, the Trump administration now says it will brief both Republican and Democratic lawmakers today on a confidential source that was part of the Russia probe. First, there'll be a briefing for the Republican chairman of the House Intelligence and Oversight Committees, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Some heavy hitters scheduled to attend the meeting: House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes, Government Oversight Chair Trey Gowdy, Edward O'Callaghan from the Department of Justice, FBI Director Christopher Wray, and Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats.
The bipartisan briefing will follow. The administration had originally planned to make that bipartisan group wait until next week, or maybe even later.
I don't even like talking about it because it's so ridiculous. They shouldn't be in the country.
That's President Trump yesterday discussing illegal immigrant gangs like MS-13, who he again referred to as animals. This is USA Radio News.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your health care program? The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You might save more. Tammy left a major company and needed a new way ahead for her family. She'd heard about the savings with MediShare, but was wondering about the network of providers.
Once we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So all the doctors that we were previously with were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
NFL owners unanimously approve a new policy requiring players on the field and all team personnel to stand during the playing of the national anthem before games. Commissioner Roger Goodell.
We want people to be respectful of the national anthem. We want people to stand. That's all personnel, and make sure that they treat this moment in a respectful fashion.
Teams with players that don't stand will be fined by the NFL. But now the NAACP is slamming the new policy. It's released a statement saying instead of coming together to address an issue that disproportionately plagues African Americans, NFL owners have chosen to silence the players.
It's time to talk with Michelle about the markets. She's on the phone. And Michelle, I don't think I've ever asked this question, and I hope you don't mind. Today is Brother's Day. Siblings do you have?
So I have two sisters.
Okay. All right. So we didn't get to Sisters Day, so I'll...
Exactly.
Are you the oldest one?
I am the middle child. I have an older sister and a younger sister. Yes, I am the middle child.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here. Your characteristics don't lend to being the middle child.
Exactly. I know, right?
So that's pretty interesting.
It is interesting. I guess I'm one of those anomalies, yes.
Yeah. So was there a time in your life that, I'm the older child, and there's only two in my family, me and my sister. But from what I've heard about middle children, you know, especially when you realize you're the middle child, did you kind of feel lost a little bit, or were you always kind of a go-getter and just... It never really came into the situation.
Oh, no. I had my period of feeling a little lost here and there.
Oh, good. Wow.
Yeah. But, yeah, I know. It's interesting because my older sister, she's definitely go-getter older sister.
Uh-huh.
My younger sister is, although she's really good and motivated, too. I don't know.
Well, I guess that's mom and dad, right? They just kind of...
Right,
made...
right.
So were you competing with your older sister?
Nope, not at all.
No competition.
That's the one good thing is that over the year, I mean, yes, when we were teenagers, that was a much different story. But but now that we're all older, you know, we all celebrate each other's successes, and
Great.
So it's good.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, when people realize I'm a middle child, they're like, really? You totally don't fit the traditional, you know.
No, it's sad to stereotype that way or generalize.
But we've
seen it from time to time. But, you know, I don't know if there's real credence to it or not.
Right, right, exactly. I don't know.
All right. Well, as usual, you research in the mornings for us what the markets are doing as a go-getter. So how are the markets doing yesterday and today?
All right. Well, let's see. Yesterday we ended up having the S&P have its highest close on the NASDAQ as well since March 16th. It was interesting because at one point throughout the day, the markets were negative and the Dow ended up turning around, I forget how many points it was, you know, to end up slightly. But then this morning, you know, we're currently down a little bit. You know, we continue to have the U.S.-China trade talks going on. There was also a notification that the U.S. has launched an investigation into auto imports on a quote-unquote national security basis. Looks like they're having the Commerce Department consider whether the decline of domestic auto and auto parts production is a threat to weaken our internal economy. Mm. So auto companies outside of the U.S., such as Toyota, Hyundai, Honda, Mazda, Kia, you know, their shares are all down this morning. However, Ford and GM are up because that would be seen, obviously, as more of a positive if, you know, we could look to have a little bit more happening here in the U.S. on both autos themselves and parts production. So we'll see where that goes.
Mm-hmm.
We had, let's see, activist Chris Hone urging 21st Century Fox to engage in conversations with Comcast. You know, so we continue to hear in the entertainment world different things going on within different companies there. We had Uber coming out with strong sales growth and a new valuation. This number blew my mind. New valuation of $62 billion.
Wow.
That blows my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was interesting. And then we had a bunch of earnings coming out. We had Best Buy, Medtronic, L Brands, Williams-Sonoma, all coming in above both on earnings and revenue. We did have Hormel shy by about 1 cent and also falling short on revenue. Again, I guess not as many people eating. I think it's Hormel that makes Spam, right? No. I feel like I always joke about that when Hormel.
No, they make the chili. I don't know about the Spam.
The chili. I was going to say chili. I don't know who makes Spam, but I guess now that it's getting warmer, not as many people are eating the Hormel products. But let's see. McKesson, they were shy by about 7 cents a share, but they did beat on revenue. So, yeah, the U.S. futures are currently trading a little bit lower. European markets are currently trading higher. Their tech sector is having a nice little day over there with some of their earnings coming in. And in overnight trading, we had Japan was down a little over 1%. The rest of the markets were somewhat mixed, again, with the continuing trade talks that are going on. So, see where we go from here. Oh, one other headline that I caught yesterday, Goldman Sachs. As Joe calls them, not that he doesn't mean this seriously, but, you know, kind of the evil financial conglomerate that rules the world.
Right.
So they made $200 million in profits on a single day back in February, where, if you all recall, we kicked off the year. January was a really good month.
Yep.
No volatility. February kicked in, and we had that kind of surge of volatility, and Goldman Sachs profited on that because they were betting on the VIX and took advantage of it. So in one single day, they had $200 million in profit.
Yep.
So.
And the thing is, and this is the thing we talk about with those people that do trading, and also people that do gambling. You always hear about the wins.
Right.
But you never hear about the losses.
No, you don't.
So somewhere out there is the day that Goldman Sachs lost $200 million.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
exactly.
We only hear. By the way, Spam is made by Hormel.
Oh, okay. Thanks for clearing that up for me.
There you go. And this I found out, it was interesting. Spam is a big choice in Hawaii.
Huh.
A lot of folks in Hawaii eat Spam.
Hmm.
So,
interesting.
Just an FYI there. So.
Okay.
So, about that.
Okay.
Very cool.
Excellent.
Right. So we got. So we're in a little volatility today, is what you're telling me. So
exactly,
we'll
just a little bit.
All right. Well, we're closing up the last full week of May. We got a couple more days left only two more next week, right? And then
that's right because Monday's a holiday.
So we're wrapping up some of the AKA window dressing that you always talk about.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
Cool. All right. Thank you very much, Michelle. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
You too. Bye bye.
That's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associate Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, and Tony, very supportive of Hunter Chamber of Commerce and HunterChamberRadio.com. Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterChamberRadio.com. We're going to take another break, and we're going to give a reach out to Diane Lane, find out what's going on with her and vacations. We'll be right back.
Decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
¿Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And we got a special edition of Diane Lane and her vacations because I was traveling yesterday. Good morning, Diane. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, everyone. We're enjoying gorgeous weather.
No, we're not.
We have a stretch. I hope the old adage is we don't get the rain on Memorial Day weekend, so it doesn't rain all summer on the weekend,
oh,
you know?
Oh, man. Oh, is that a wives' tale?
No, it's pretty much if you're a person from the shore, the Jersey Shore,
yeah. And
you go to the Jersey Shore Memorial Day weekend and it rains, it means it rains all summer. Every weekend.
No. I didn't know this.
It is an old adage, but it pretty much holds true.
Oh, well. Yeah, well, unfortunately, if that's the case, the weather report is, Memorial Day might be the best day.
We can have it here, but the shore doesn't have to have it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Sometimes we get the rain and they don't, and then they have beautiful weather. So, you know, you never know.
All right. Well, I'll check it out.
But they're changing it all the time. But the other thing that's been, everyone's watching the hockey games and Las Vegas Golden Knights, I guess, are heading for the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yes.
In Vegas. And they are looming with a big strike. Then tens of thousands of employees are looking for the first time in 30 years to walk off.
Wow.
Starting June 1. They haven't had a strike since the 1984.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So what does that mean?
Like, it means the casinos are going to lose a lot of money, and the people are going to have a lot of problems.
Oh, my.
It's expanded. The last strike spanned 67 days, mm-hmm. cost the city and workers tens of millions of dollars, means losing workers with roles critical to making casino hotel runs, bartenders, housekeepers, cocktail, food servers, porters, bellmen, cooks, kitchen work. The properties include Caesars Palace, Planet Hollywood, Bellagio, MGM Grand, Stratosphere, the D and El Cortez. Also, because of the Stanley Cup Finals in early June, and it's a rare feat that they're making it, this can cause a lot of problems for people planning their trips, you know?
Yeah.
It's 50,000 unionized workers are set to expire midnight May 31st.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They are really trying to negotiate this, but they're really having an issue. So I think that has to be watched because even the casinos, they lost money on the opening bell on Wednesday just on the stock exchange because of all this.
Yeah, just because of the looming problem.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yep. Wow. Mm-hmm. They're urging the members to vote. They got vote boxes throughout the casino. Mm-hmm. They're having record beautiful weather in the high 90s and 100s. You know, very beautiful weather right now out in Vegas. My girlfriend is visiting cousins out there, and they're having a fantastic time.
Right.
Yeah, but they lost $75 million in wages back in 84 when mm-hmm. everything got tanked. So, you know, they stopped a strike in 2002.
Right.
But I just hope people are just keep checking this out because, you know what, just like you said, you were stuck at the airport yesterday because of a mechanical issue and people got
mm-hmm.
funny, and you know what? This is going to have the same thing.
Yeah. So, does anybody who's planned their trip ahead of time have any recourse if they've, do they even have recourse with travel insurance?
No, because it doesn't concern a strike that has to do with workers.
Wow.
The hotel's still opening. Everything else is operating. You
right.
just can't rely on everything being up to par at the casinos and the resorts. So you might have to go outside the city to get something to eat and be served if there's nobody working in the city.
Wow.
I mean, think about that. You know, every casino, I mean, you don't know what they're going to have. You don't have any idea what they're going to run into.
Well, I mean, but a mom and pop restaurant down the street, that's open.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're listening there.
It has nothing to do with the unions that run the casinos.
Wow.
That hire these people. They're contracts for 50,000 unionized workers.
So the gambling part, at least in those casinos, is not going to fly.
No, it's going to be the other part where you get service.
Oh,
food.
But the gambling is.
The gamblers will be still there, yeah. But if they.
Okay.
Let's say sympathize with them and all join in it.
I see.
But there's 25,000 members just of the culinary union,
mm-hmm.
and there's 34 casino resorts across the tourist destination that cast ballots.
Right.
So it's a collective power of the largest labor organization in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge bargaining chip, and they've been trying to get a new 5-year contract. So The last time they voted was 2002.
Oh, boy.
So think about it. This is 2018.
Years. It's a whole different generation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep.
I mean, I'm sure there's some you know, people that have spanned that year, those years, but you have new workers to completely.
Yeah, but this is the casino hotel running section of the hotel.
Yeah.
The bartenders, the housekeepers, the food,
sure.
All that. The kitchen workers, hey, hello, you want to eat? Oh, my God.
Yeah, no. You don't get those free buffets now.
Right.
But just for my clarification, and I'm sorry I'm being so thick about this, the casino workers, the ones that run the tables, that union is not involved, but could be a sympathetic.
No, but they could walk out with them in sympathy.
All right.
And support them. You know what I'm saying?
So you're just going to, you can gamble, you're just going to be really hungry. and you're not going to have any clean sheets. Okay.
No, that's a very good possibility. And I know when they do get a drought situation in the hotels, in the casinos, they do request that you don't, hang up your towels and reuse them for another day. Mm. They do that when they have a drought situation with the water situation.
Right.
Because then they can't do a lot of laundry. They can't change the towels every day.
Right.
Unless they have a backup system on their own that they drilled wells. And the wells go to China in Vegas and in Arizona and Nevada to look for water. That is one of the most expensive undertakings in building and buying a house in Vegas or Arizona or Nevada or whatever. Mm. There's just no water.
Yeah.
You know, hence the Colorado River and, you know, the different lakes and whatever they tried to do. You know, the Hoover Dam was developed for that reason.
Sure, sure. Okay. Yeah. So we.
Yeah, I mean, and only because my husband and I are in the drilling business, we understand. We went out there. It's unbelievable how deep they have to drill just to get some water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. So Vegas is an up in the air situation, and we'll
in the next week or so. Yeah, everybody will know after, and they're not going to say it Memorial Day weekend. They're not going to tell you what's going on.
Nope.
It's going to hit like hello. Yeah.
Okay. So monitor the news and find out what's going on there.
I would monitor it if you can somehow. Mm-hmm. Call the resort, you know, if you know people who live there, who work there.
Mm-hmm.
You're planning on going to the ice hockey finals, you know.
Yep.
You never know.
Ironically, you and I are going to be on the radio on the 31st, so we'll get an update from you.
We'll see what happens.
Okay. All right.
Never know. Oh, my God. And then the other little goodie is the Monte Carlo. That's an old resort inn. It's been taken over by MGM. It's now called the Park MGM.
Okay.
So it's changed its name. They've changed the decor. They've made it beautiful. I mean, it's actually gorgeous. I mean, they've changed the interior, exterior, like sun-drenched south of France. They've inspired outdoor terrace overlooking the pool, like the south of France. You know, they have a speakeasy type restaurant called Bavette's Steakhouse and Bar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lounge in the back. It's got a full menu and bar. They've kind of inspired inside natural light, gardens, urban parks. They kind of changed the whole atmosphere of the resort. So
let me
something new.
Is that in the old part of it, or is that on the new strip?
No, it's up by the not where Bellagio is, going in the other direction towards.
Bellagio is across from Paris.
Right. Now go towards Treasure Island.
Yep. I know what you're, okay.
Luxor.
Yep.
Monte Carlo is down there. Okay.
Oh, the Wynn and then the
the Wynn and the